Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
Friday afternoon at the Isle of Wight Festival backstage. This is exciting. I've loved these guys for 20 plus years. I'm here with Ash. Hello.
Hi there. Hey. Good to be here.
So you've come to the Isle of Wight Festival a few times. The first time I saw you here was actually in 2007, I think before Muse. Do you enjoy coming down to the Isle of Wight and gigging?
Yeah, always do, yes. We've had some great shows here over the years. Like we played when they first reopened the Isle of Wight Festival. I think they did like a sort of smaller taster year. I don't know if it was like a 1 or 2 day thing with one stage, you know, and then we've seen it like blow up into one of the biggest festivals in the UK, so it's always great.
And you're opening the festival this year, first on the main stage. Yeah. I imagine you've done these sorts of things before, but is it still exciting coming back and being able to open something like that?
Yeah, it's always exciting coming to a festival and being like first on the main stage. You're getting everyone coming in fresh before they're like, you know, a complete wreck by Sunday. But yeah, it's going to be fun.
You never know what you're getting.
Excitement and anticipation. And our excitement and anticipation, wondering if anyone's going to, if they've opened doors in time or not.
Always the first set of a weekend is one of the busiest, so you've got a really good time for it. I think that's going to be great.
Bring it on.
You came here in 2007 as well on the, oh no, it wasn't 2000, it was 2009, I think, on the A to Z tour. You played Ventnor, we're a local station. What are your memories of Ventnor?
Well, it was very cool. We were doing an alphabetical tour of the UK, so we started in Aldershot and ended in Zenner in Cornwall, but your V was for Ventnor, which was really cool. I remember it was like a town hall kind of, kind of venue. And I remember it was a really cool show, and I think our bus got a bit vandalised like after the show.
Our tyres got let down,
so it took a while to get off the island, but I think we did it.
On behalf of the Isle of Wight, we apologise for that one. We'll take responsibility.
So
30 years of 1977 this year. You're sending out shows in like London and Bristol and all. Is that going to be exciting later this year?
Oh yes, it's been brilliant. It's amazing reaction. Like, put the shows on sale and like just the Roundhouse in London sold out in like 2 weeks. You know, just went really quickly. So yeah, it's just nice that there's still such a big appetite for people to hear that album, and it's, you know, it's cool. It's standing the test of time, and we're going to like Australia, New Zealand, and all Asia as well with it.
So it seems to grow with every anniversary as well. You know, we like obviously 10 years ago was the last time we toured. I think we did like, you know, like 5 or 6 gigs around the UK. This time it's taken us like all around the world, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Southeast Asia, and possibly even more dates than there were on the original 1977 tour in the UK. So yeah, it's just wonderful to see it growing like every, you know, every 10 years.
We're coming back to Southampton, which is one of the shows that was on that original tour, the Guildhall. I think that's the closest to here, isn't it?
Yeah, Southampton Guildhall. When Twilights of the Innocents came out, I popped over for that one.
Amazing.
So yeah, Southampton's always a popular one for the Isle of Wight. So wonderful. Thank you very much for giving us the time. Looking forward to this afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone, Ash.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Vectis Radio, bringing the island together, one hit at a time, now on DAB.